Spiders, walkers, revenants, ghouls, the walking dead, or just plain old zombies. Whatever you prefer to call them, there will be plenty of them about on Saturday, September 27th, as the 6th annual Cincinnati Zombie Walk gets underway, presented by Cincinnati Comic Expo and Cincinnati Stars. And here to tell me more about this year's Zombie Walk are organizers Rocky Dahl and Rev D, and Brian Anderson of Stars Cincinnati. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Good, thanks. It's been about a year since we spoke. One thing that we did not cover last year that I wanted to ask you about, how did this zombie walk really begin?
Well, it began 6 years ago with an idea that Alan came up with, putting together a zombie walk in Cincinnati. I believe he saw it in other cities. People were dressing up like zombies in downtown situations or close to downtown. So he wanted to put it together and then do it for charity.
And the charity involved in this scenario is?
The Free Store Food Bank.
How many people, on average, are involved in the Cincinnati Zombie Walk each year?
Very first one, we had about 300.
And then it jumped up to like 1,000, 1,500. In the last couple of years, 3,000. Last year, 4,000.
Let's talk about how it actually works. About 7:30 that night, everyone's going to gather at the Free Store?
Yes, this year we have a brand new location. We're very excited about it. We're actually going to start the zombie walk in the parking lot of the Free Store Food Bank at 7:30 is where people are going to start gathering and then donate canned foods to the Free Store Food Bank.
And then do you still have the two separate split groups like you had last year?
Yes.
And they basically walk through downtown, and there's a stop at the Duke Energy Center. But then the ultimate gathering is then at Fountain Square. So once the group gathers at Fountain Square, what happens then?
Well, when everybody comes up, they will see Star Cincinnati and guests. We put on a huge theatrical performance, which all the zombies are participants of.
And what does that involve?
It's basically trying to eliminate and defend Fountain Square.
So you'll have people dressed as some sort of paramilitary-type organization?
Yes.
And then you basically shoot down the zombies for charity?
Yes, and it's all theatrical, all for show.
And then following that, there's a large collection of musicians and bands and all kinds of activity that's going on.
This year, we have a special guest called the Cincinnati Dayton Taiko Drumming Troupe. That's Japanese drumming.
What is that about?
Cincinnati Dayton Taiko is Japanese taiko drumming, and they put on a huge performance, and everybody will be able to feel the bass of the drums and the vibration and the echo off the building, so they'll be able to hear for a few blocks away.
So it really builds a tense atmosphere around the
yes.
whole thing. And then tell me about some of the other live acts that will be performing at Fountain Square.
So right after that, we have DJ Stefan 29, and we have DJ Sideshow, the current resident DJ of Darkotica, and they will be performing as the crowd comes in from the zombie walk. Straight out of that is going to be Hematosis coming on with their live performance for about 45 minutes, followed up by The New Void, who is a dark wave synth band that is amazing, and I encourage everybody to check them out for sure.
Along with the music, there's other different performances. There's usually a Michael Jackson Thriller.
Yes, Rose Jackson, she's back at it again because she's going to do her little session where she gets everyone involved and shows them how to move. And then after that, she does her live performance. The last couple of years, she does it with Jack Ryan. He's an impersonator and really does the whole entire thing, and it's going to be amazing. They're back doing it again this year, so.
The people totally get into it, too.
Yes.
It's a really good time. The whole entire, it's amazing.
Then we also have Elixir the Enigma. She's going to be new this year. She has her LED hula hoops, especially at night when she actually has it all fired up. She's going to be doing various locations on Fountain Square. When she does it, it's a visual. It's just amazing, the whole entire thing.
The spectrums of light are definitely something that people will be like, wow.
And then, Scotty, we can't forget Mortified Zombabe. Will you talk about her?
Mortified Zombabe, she's now part of the Sin Girls. And she's still doing the whole modeling thing, just as beautiful as ever. Much love to her. And she's going to be out there showing everybody some cool tricks and stuff of what she's got going on. And
I know we talked a little bit about DJ Sideshow and Steven 29. Again, I'm looking forward to seeing them there. they're going to be spinning the music and getting with the crowd, and they're big crowd pleasers.
They're empowered through Darkotica, and they have a lot to bring to the table, and we are extremely excited this year for what they have to bring, and I just think that people are actually going to love them.
Well, I think it's important to point out that this event is, once again, for charity. It is very family-friendly. You invite kids and families and everyone to participate. And one thing we discussed last year, it's best in terms of logistics if everyone gets their costumes and everything ready before they meet you up at the Free Star Food Bank.
There is a makeup artist around the area, and they have posted on our Facebook fan page for Cincinnati Zombie Walk that if people want to get makeup done by a makeup artist beforehand, they can contact them and schedule something with them.
They could on the Facebook page say, hey, I'm looking for an artist. As long as they understand, we don't want people being let down by showing up at the zombie walk expecting makeup artists in the parking lot because there won't be any. We always encourage everyone, get ready at home, make it a kind of a celebration, get excited with your family, kids, everyone, and then come out to the zombie walk, show up at the parking lot of the Free Store Food Bank and bring canned food and celebrate.
Aside from canned goods, they are taking clothing items for the Back on Track program.
So, Brian, tell me a little bit more about Star Cincinnati, what that's all about.
Star Cincinnati, our slogan is We Kill Zombies for Charity. We started in 2009 with the first Cincinnati Zombie Walk and have grown to a huge team. I have close to 50 members under my command right now.
And another thing to ask about the after party, the Fountain Square event, will there be food and activities going on there as well?
We will have vendors that will be set up selling all kinds of different merchandise from shirts, trinkets, homemade stuff that people make that are really awesome. As far as food, there are all the different shops that are around Fountain Square that will supply that. If you're interested in being a vendor at the Cincinnati Zombie Walk, you can register through the Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Well, I've been speaking with Rocky Dahl, Rev D, and Brian Anderson about the 2014 Cincinnati Zombie Walk. For links to more information about the event, please visit wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jim Nolan.